following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A Thursday, October the 11th. Doug Duda joined by Josh Jeldon, co-hosting the program today. And we've got a very busy show. Don't forget to get your emails in for our fantasy football guru, Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Already got a few in on the Facebook and email I see, so we'll get to those. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're not on us with Facebook yet, get with it, people. If you're a Facebooker, then you'll find out everything that there is about games that we're doing, including today's first two baseball games, Thursday night football. We'll keep you up to date on our high school athletics. Nothing too crazy. You'll get updates on who's going to be on the program, who was on the program. In case you missed it live, you can catch it on the podcast as well.
And you get the latest Doug Duda glamour shots as well.
I don't know about that. Are they posting photos on there? I don't think so. That would be a bad idea. Yeah, there's photos on there. There's also photos at PlatteRiverPreps.com of all of our high school activity. We'll touch on that in a little bit here as well on the Doug and Daddy Show. Why would you unplug the fan? Who's unplugging the fan in here? 7 million degrees. Why would you shut the fan off? Unbelievable. Also coming up, we're going to talk with Hastings College volleyball coach Matt Buttermore. He is going to join us. They are 18-3. And I guess on the other side of things, we take a look at what's going on with UNK. And Josh, they dropped their first game of the season last night at Wayne State.
Four sets, man. I was kind of surprised by that. But Wayne State's always kind of one of those perennial powers that always seems to be a thorn in their side. But, I'm sure they'll rebound. You don't get to be the number one team and not have a bump in the road every once in a while. I think especially in college volleyball, that's going to be pretty common. But Wayne State, yeah, you see right there, 19th in Division II, so it wasn't like it was just a total shock, I don't think, by any stretch.
I always get emails from my good buddy Mike Gross, who's the SID at Wayne State now, former radio guy, got a real job finally. And of course, anytime Wayne beats UNK in any sport, which is like once a year, then I hear from him. But, you know, my immediate thought was, and I texted him this, or emailed him this, from you know, Jack Nicholson. All you did was weaken a nation today, Caffey. I'm a little serious about that. Wayne State is going to have to fight just to get into the regionals, and that win should do it for him.
Oh, no doubt.
With the MIAA that UNK is in and the Northern Sun that they are in. But when you look at the rankings, all these teams are in the central region. One loss for Southwest Minnesota State, one loss for Minnesota Duluth. The only loss Washburn has is to UNK, five-time defending national Concordia St. Paul champions. Wouldn't Wayne rather have the regional tournament in Nebraska than traveling up to Minnesota? And this, you know, UNK has really no margin for error, because if they have one loss and everybody else has one loss and they beat Wayne, you go to Minnesota, where four or five of these schools are going to have not necessarily home court advantage, but home state advantage. And that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
Well, anytime you go on the road, it's not as convenient. You know, you get to sleep in your own bed. You don't have to sleep in a hotel. I mean, you eat your own food and everything. So, absolutely. I mean, and I'm looking at those rankings. I can't imagine they'll fall too far in those rankings, maybe down to third, fourth. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you say you're walking a fine line with Division II volleyball, that's about as true as it gets, especially in the MIAA when there's so many powerhouse teams that you have to contend with.
Also coming up on the show today in our next segment, Grand Island Northwest football coach Kevin Stein. They have put it together. They're 5-2. We talked with him at the beginning of the season. Huge win against Aurora, and you got to feel kind of for Aurora the last couple of weeks. I think everybody is piling up on Aurora a little bit. What a great run that they have had, and they're going to have a chance to make some noise in the playoffs and maybe redeem themselves a little bit. But for Northwest, big win for them. So that's all coming up on the program today. Plus, as we said, you got the playoffs, and this is the kind of thing, Josh, that makes it intriguing. Maybe you weren't paying attention a whole lot to Major League Baseball playoffs. Now you are.
I'm total bad fan during the season. It's like the NBA. I don't really care until the playoffs get here. But if you couldn't appreciate what happened last night, I know you're not a Yankee fan per se, but
not per se. You don't have to qualify it. I hate the Yankees, and now that Raul Abanez did what he did last night, he spent his time sucking in Kansas City.
Well, that's what I told my brother. I said, that's the only saving grace that you have is a former Royal saved the day for New York. So Royals fans can at least cling on to that. But it's just a fantastic finish for baseball. It's good for the sport when you get finishes like that, when you have a walk-off home run to finish a game. You saw it in Oakland, too, with Coco Crisp.
Former Royal.
Former Royal. This is a common theme, isn't it? They get their star training in Kansas City. It's where they build all their skills. And, you know, the Glass family, I mean, it's not like they own Walmart or anything that they can afford to keep these guys. But maybe I'm off on that. But no, this is what's great about the postseason, seeing those types of finishes. And it's not like they're blowouts either. So you're getting a good pitching performance throughout the game. You're kind of on the edge of your seat. And then, boom, Raul Abanez in the ninth, Coco Crisp. Or no, that was like, what, the 13th?
Ninth and the 12th for the Yankees.
Ninth and the 12th, yeah. So, I mean, those are it's good for baseball, I think, overall.
And what a way to finish. You just figure it's all over for Oakland. They're at home. They're down 3-1. One of the best closers in Valverde is coming in, and it just doesn't work out. And that's what's great. Once in a while, the studs have to get beat. And now, four more games today, and we'll be bringing you the National League games starting right after the Doug and Daddy Show. The Giants and the Reds, and now maybe the Giants are favored for the first time in this series since Game 1. And St. Louis is at Washington, and that's a Game 4 situation, Washington needing to win that. The late games tonight, just like last night, Baltimore and Yankees get going just after 6:30, and a late start out on the West Coast for Detroit at Oakland. And Baltimore wins and Washington wins, and they play their game fives tomorrow. Also, I know this just, I could tell it got to you at the very core, Josh. Dale Earnhardt Jr. had to have a press conference to let us know that he had a concussion.
Son of a gun. What are we ever going to do? Dale Jr. is out with a concussion.
I think that we back it up. We just hold the races back. I mean, we got an injured driver.
How did he get a concussion?
He wrecked.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
A couple times. He had a couple wrecks. And you know, that's nothing to laugh at. But even the football guys don't have press conferences when they have concussions. Although Earnhardt Jr., not the best driver in NASCAR, but still.
He's had his moments this year.
A lot of people love.
You get
DJ.
That name association. I mean, you know, any time you have that type of name and you're in that sport, you generate a lot of buzz, you know, earned or not earned. But, you know, for NASCAR fans, I can't claim to be one. But for the diehards, I can imagine that's a that's kind of a blow to them. And he's on the TV right now, Dave, Doug, just dropping it.
Crazy, getting all crazy. State softball is continuing today, and we'll update you a little bit later on how things are going in Hastings. The winner's bracket games in A and B are on the field right now, and then another session gets going at 12:30. We've got district cross country today, including Meadowlark Hills hosting the A2. Grand Island comes over for that. Hastings and Kearney Catholic and some other teams. There's just not enough places to run cross country in this state, so let's send them all to Ogallala. Good Lord.
Makes sense.
They're running two districts there today, the B4 and the C4. A couple of area teams are headed to Fairbury and to Malcolm, and a lot of the Class D teams will be down at Alma today for their race. So that's all going on. State boys tennis began today as well, so you know, you get done here the next couple of weeks, and your fall sports season is into the high school football playoffs and volleyball postseason, and everybody else will be done, and it'll be time to think winter already.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. We got the state cross country meet that, you know, obviously our Kearney Visitors Bureau does a great job of putting on, and we get a lot of great volunteers for that. Great event for the community, by the way. It brings a lot of people into town, but it's hard to believe that that's already coming, October the 19th.
Week from tomorrow.
Holy moly. So
we'll be there. We'll be there bringing you updates all day next Friday. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, if you're thinking about grabbing some lunch today, how about the Chicken Coop to watch some baseball? Maybe a little extended lunch today, Thursday. And I've tried this, and it is yummy. The Po' Boy Sandwich.
Oh, man.
Choice of side item. I don't know what that great sauce they put on. You have all the wing stuff, but this is a little different. It's worth the try. Po' Boy Shrimp Sandwich, your choice of side salad, or side item, for only $5.99. You get Po' Boy shrimp and some mac and cheese.
I just figured out where I'm going for lunch today.
Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch the baseball, NFL football, all your college and NFL favorite teams over the weekend. If it's on, it's on at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back to talk to Northwest football coach Kevin Stein, Hastings College volleyball coach Matt Buttermore, and answer your fantasy football questions with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Email or Facebook us those questions. We'll be back after this.
If Wells Fargo is giving their customers a free credit score, it's definitely worth looking into.
As part of our limited time promotion, we're also giving customers a complimentary credit report. We can talk about ways your credit score affects your ability to borrow and the interest rates you'll pay.
I like that.
Stop into Wells Fargo from now until November 15, 2012, and ask a banker about how to get your personal access code to obtain a free credit score and complimentary credit report. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. See a banker for specific promotion details.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
The National League Division Series on ESPN Radio. The road team continues to dominate as the Giants survive another must win.
Gone! A towering home run down the right field line by Pablo Sandoval.
Now we head to Game 5 with a trip to the National League Championship Series on the line.
Swung on and missed. miss by Votto.
Postseason baseball begins right after the Doug and Daddy Show today as the Reds host the Giants, followed by the Cardinals and Nationals. It's today on ESPN Radio.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high of around 63. Winds will also be turning to the northeast and increasing to 12 to 25. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 32 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 52.
Doug and Daddy Show. I just thought we'd listen to some Prince for a while.
Hey, why not? That. Seems like a Thursday thing to do.
That's right. Josh Jeldon joining me as my co-host on the Doug and Daddy Show today. And we are going to have a little Major League Baseball at the end of the program. Sean Callahan with his Husker Big Red Report. The Huskers will get back on the practice field today. And Coach Pelini spoke on Sports Nightly with his regularly scheduled show. You can hear that on our sister station, 1230 KHAS. And folks, glad to have you along with us today as we welcome in the head football coach of the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, Kevin Stein, whose team's now 5-2 on the season. And coach, hey, congratulations. Great start to the season. Big win last week. Everybody's talking about you.
Well, they are. And thank you for the nice words there. Yeah, it is. It's nice to be talked about, especially in a good light. So it's fun.
Tell me what, I mean, everybody saw the score last week. We talked to Bob Jensen. He says, I've had so many questions about this. You know, you don't just walk out and beat a perennial power, I don't care who it is, 54-0. More than just everything had to go right. Tell me how that game played out for you.
You know, and you're exactly right. And it's hard to put into words, you know, really what happened because such great respect for Randy Hubert and his staff. I mean, they're amazing. They're kind. They're generous. They're hard workers. They're great for kids. They're great for education. And so, you know, you have to be careful about what you say because, you know. But then yet, you know, I want to give our players a pat on the back. So it's a tough place to be in. But you know, we came out. Our pregame was just incredible. Our players were just. They were excited, but then they were just low key. They were pretty professional about it. You know, we got the ball. We had a nice drive. We were able to score. That kind of just, you know, starts us out. We were able to get a. I can't remember if we got like a 3-and-out or maybe they got one first down. So we forced a punt right away, and we were able to go down and score again. So you know, you kind of have that little bit of a luxury of being up there. And you know, the first half we just played extremely well. And then, you know, Aurora really only had one chance to score, and we were able to snuff that out. So that was big for us. And, you know, we even missed a score right at the, you know, minute or so left. We had a wide-open receiver we just overthrew, you know, or we could have been up a little bit more at half. But then the second half, we played great, but Aurora just they kept giving us the ball. You know, fumbles here and we had some tip passes and a couple interceptions. And we're able to kind of really blow it open in that second half. That kind of got away with us. You know, in the second half, we only ran 13 plays. Huh. And, we snapped the ball 13 times. So, you know, defensively played lights out and we were able to score 34 points.
Coach Josh Sheldon with the Kearney Chamber here. Talk about your quarterback, Zach Rosé. I mean, certainly for Northwest fans, they're accustomed to that name on the volleyball court, but now you have it on the gridiron as well. Just talk about what he's meant to your team this year.
You know, the thing that's so great about Zach is he's a better player, or he's a better kid than he is anything. You know, I take the kid home in a minute. 4.0 student, you know, just the everybody, boys, girls, young and old, they really love him here at Northwest. He's good for people. He's done his time, you know. You know, Zach was not a very good quarterback as a freshman. He was, okay, JV. last year he started every JV game for us and did a nice job, you know, got a few snaps on varsity. So this is really just, he finally has come into his own. But the biggest thing is he's on such a rhythm right now with the receivers. Alex Larson is our number one receiver, you know, but he's comfortable throwing to everywhere, and we have great rhythm with that. And we've been yet to be sacked this year. So it's where we really have had a coverage sack, there's a couple of times we've got to just because we missed a route. We ran a wrong route a couple of times, because of Zach holding the ball or making a bad read, we haven't been sacked yet this year. So he's standing back there keeping his jersey clean and able to throw the ball.
Kevin Stein, the head football coach at Northwest, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Josh Sheldon on this Thursday program. We talked about him at the beginning of the year. The Northwest family knew who he was. The folks that covered you a little bit obviously knew who he was. Now his name is starting to come up all across the state. And yesterday, Sean Callahan, who's out there looking at talent, says, "Hey, tell me about this Connor Eberhardt kid," because he goes, "I'm hearing his name. People say I need to go take a look at him. Give me the Connor Eberhardt pitch, because we all know how good he is for the Vikings. How does his game already, they're talking about next level for him. What's his plans, and can he be a big-time college football player? Because if Rivals is looking at you, there must be some good things out there."
Connor's good. He's dang good, as far as the next level, I don't know because I don't know where he'll go, where he's leaning to or anything like that. He's really opening some eyes, which are open doors for him. One thing that's so great about Connor, he wants to go to a nice football program. He wants to play some ball, but he's more worried about his education. I mean, he's already cut down a couple schools just because they don't have what he wants educationally. We have a strong senior class and most of them are 4.0 kids, Connor being one, Zach being another. Connor knows that he needs an education, and so that's what's great about him. Connor just gets it. He understands the game of football. He understands what his role is as a linebacker and as a leader of our defense. He understands that he's not going to be worth a hoot unless his deep tackles do a good job and DNs do a good job, and he has guys on the outside and DBs behind him. He understands and he holds him accountable. He holds him to a high excellence and he forces them to be better, and he knows that he'll end up reaping the awards, which our defense will end up reaping the awards. So that's the thing that's so special about him. It's not what he does tackling and running and jumping, all that jazz. It's what he does for our defense that supersedes all of it.
Coach, you guys are in the driver's seat right now to take that B6 district. Obviously, this Friday, tomorrow, you go up against a York team that's been a pretty feel-good story this year. People around our area familiar with former Overton coach Glenn Snodgrass, who's now taking over the reins for the Dukes. Just talk about the expectations going into that game now, especially after a big win over Aurora. Do you feel like you might have a bigger target on your back?
This game scares me. It scares me more than playing Aurora. It scares me more than playing a Scott Bluff and a McCook. They're the perennial powers. It just absolutely freaks me out. I've had worse nights sleeping this week than I have the last couple of weeks when we're playing, quote-unquote, the big dogs. It's driving me nuts. It's driving me nuts to go out to practice because that win against Aurora could be the biggest springboard for us to just launch our season, or it could be the death of us. I don't know what it'll be. And we're trying to refocus and give respect to York because they deserve it. Glenn Snodgrass. They're gonna line up in the right spot. They're gonna run the right routes. They're gonna block the right guys. They're gonna play the right defense. They're gonna be coached right. Do I think we're a little better athletically? Yes, but you know what? They're coached so well that.
Now you did hear us say that Snodgrass is still the coach there, right, Kevin?
yeah, they are. The guy can get it done, and that's the deal. Where he's maybe a little more old school, a little tougher than I am. I'm a little more freewheeling, a little more maybe radical, type thing. The discipline that he brings is just awesome to a program. So they'll be ready to go. And I'm not kidding. I don't know if I'll sleep tonight.
Well, that's what makes high school athletics so fun. Coach, I want to ask you, I mean, we keep bringing up, you know, the kids. Zach Rose's name, everybody talks to you about him, and Connor Eberhardt. Where has this team really improved that allowed you to be competitive with McCook and Scott's Bluff and to win the five games and to beat Aurora? Where have you gotten better each and every week?
You know, we are athletic as all get out, like at the quarterback, the running backs, the receivers, the back end of our defense, the linebackers and the DBs, you know, and that's what gets the glory. Like, they get their name in the paper, but you know what? We're running the ball well. You know, are we gonna leave the state in rushing as a Kevin Stein era? You never will. That's just throw that off the record. You know, but we are running the ball solid, so that's getting it done up front. And we just got to make people respect us against the run. So we're getting it done with those guys up front, with Austin Dishman and Brian Lang and Nate Reisinger and Connor Eberhardt and Cody Harms, who was like our number. He's the skinniest offensive tackle in the world, you know. Connor Eberhardt really is a fullback, you know. But we're moving those guys up on the offensive line, so we're athletic up there. Trevor Hayes moved from a running back to a tackle this year. Tyler Garrett, those type of kids, and all those pretty much roll over to the defensive side. Our linebackers are running free, you know, because they're getting it done. We're able to get some little holes, and we got a couple backs that can get it done. So where we've improved is what Bill Bombeck and Bo Vergas have done with the offensive and defensive fronts.
Well, Coach, keep things rolling along. You get to finish with two home games, and I'm guessing if you take care of business there, it's going to be three home games as you get Northwest back into the playoffs and a chance to do some really cool things. And hopefully we can chat with you again here in the near future. Best of luck Friday night.
Awesome. Thanks for having me out, guys. It's good to be on your program. It's always fun to talk football.
Hey, take care, buddy. Kevin Stein, who has done at Northwest what a lot of people expected he would do, get him going in the right direction. It wasn't even because they just had a coach that had a better opportunity to go somewhere and did something different. They just didn't have a coaching staff in place here for more than a year or two for quite a while, and you knew Coach Stein was going to come in and do some great things. You knew Coach Snodgrass at York was going to come in and do some great things. So will the tide continue to turn a little bit here as we head towards the end of the regular season?
It's amazing, Doug, what coaching can do. When I was still, you know, working at NTV as doing sports, those were always two games that you could chalk up as a win if you're an opposing team, Grand Island Northwest and York. I mean, they just weren't that good. So it's really kind of refreshing and exciting to see that they're turning that tide and have legitimate postseason aspirations now.
It can be frustrating at times, but it does take patience, Husker fan, to turn things around. Hey, we want to thank Kevin Stein, Northwest football coach, for joining us on the program today. As we get ready to go into a break, we tell you that we've got Major League Baseball right after the Doug and Daddy show here today. Luke Hoover from RotoWire joins us in the last segment to answer your fantasy football questions. So email them to us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Matt Buttermore, the volleyball coach from Hastings College, going to join us when we come back. Speaking of Hastings and Kearney, along with Holdridge and Alliance, that's where you'll find Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture takes you, the customer, as serious as possible. Because why? You're not satisfied. You're not coming back. You're not telling your friends about it. And they don't expand their store, and they don't have the merchandise, and they are not able to take care of the folks that they have done for the last 34 years. So obviously, you're happy, they're happy, and they can make more people happy. Stop in and see them today, whether it's something for your office, whether it's something for your apartment, something for your home. Heck, load it up and take it to your summer home if you're one of those folks that's headed south, or your winter home, I guess, in this case, as the case may be. Maybe something for the lake house. Whatever you've got, cabin, they're going to take care of you. You always need bedding. You always need furniture, and Bruce Furniture has taken care of you and will continue to do so since 1977. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance.
If Wells Fargo is giving their customers a free credit score, it's definitely worth looking into.
As part of our limited-time promotion, we're also giving customers a complimentary credit report. We can talk about ways your credit score affects your ability to borrow and the interest rates you'll pay.
I like that.
Stop into Wells Fargo from now until November 15, 2012, and ask a banker about how to get your personal access code to obtain a free credit score and complimentary credit report. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. See a banker for specific promotion details.
Dr. Pepper's changing lives again with a one-of-a-kind opportunity, the Dr. Pepper Tuition Giveaway. So go to drpepper.com and tell us why you could use some of that tuition. Like Yvonne Padilla Rodriguez. A year ago, she was struggling to pay her tuition. Now she's got $100,000 from Dr. Pepper to help her realize her dreams. What do you want to change in the world? Go to drpepper.com and upload your video. No purchase necessary. You could win up to $100,000 in tuition. So if you want to make a difference, grab an ice-cold Dr. Pepper and head to drpepper.com. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high of around 63. Winds will also be turning to the northeast and increasing to 12 to 25. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 32 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 52. Pains to rose, some stranger to you and me. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Hold on. But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Hold on.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Josh Sheldon, co-hosted with me on today's program. Tomorrow we've got some more Big Ten talk. A week ago, we were talking about a couple of the programs debuting, including The Journey. In fact, this week on The Journey was some Nebraska football talk, and they're taking that to another level because on Saturday, the pregame show on the Big Ten Network will have a story on Rex Burkhardt. Burkhead, and the team Jack, and just a variety of other things that go along with that. And we're going to talk with the producer of that on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, our pigskin pick'em. We're up to $120 in gift cards to Cunningham's. If someone can take myself and co-host Jim Langan down in our college picks, there's going to be some big time games. I've already looked at the pigskin pick'em sheet for tomorrow. Big time game.
I had to jab Jim a little bit for his Kansas over Kansas State. Well, not over Kansas State, but to cover the spread last week. Saw him at the YMCA, and I was like, Jim, what were you doing? And I didn't realize, though, that it was closer than it was at one point.
Oh, that baby was, well, Kansas got off to the lead. It was 14-14. They missed a chip shot field goal to go into halftime. It should have been 21-17 at half. But then after that, yeah, the wheels fell off, and Kansas State went on and rolled them. And now they're the team on upset alert because they play Iowa State this week. That's the In Vogue pick.
Man, that should be a good one. But I tell you what, Kansas State, I never thought I'd be saying this, but they're fun to watch. They're kind of like an old school Nebraska team. They just wear you down and then just wear you out. And then they start to, as you saw in the second half, they start to steamroll a little bit.
But this Colin Klein for Heisman, just as Mike Ditka would say, stop it. Just stop it, all right?
Let's see how he finishes the season before he go awarding. And if he gets to the Big 12 championship game, Kansas State's undefeated, and you know, I don't think
now there is no championship game anymore because they all play
everybody. Oh, that's right. Where am I, Ben?
But if they win the championship, I mean,
yeah.
I think that might almost be easier for them to do because, again, they play everybody. So not only do you have to beat one or two teams. I mean, Kansas State has to beat Texas. They beat Oklahoma. They still got to beat Texas. They've got to beat West Virginia, TCU. I mean, let's face it. I think K-State. I made a point of this when it came out. I think they were picked either fifth or sixth in the coaches poll after finishing in a BCS bowl game last year.
Yeah. Their schedule doesn't set up nicely for them. But back to my original point. If they run that gauntlet, I don't think you can't invite Colin Klein to the Heisman. I don't say you give it to him, but I don't know how you don't at least invite him.
That's right. We'll see.
We'll appease some of our Kansas listeners.
Oh, God. Why? Why? We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. Let's talk a little volleyball here. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and they just keep winning and winning and winning, and that is a testament to the coaching staff and the girls that have come through kind of some tough times here with their coaching situation the past couple of years. Hastings College Volleyball is 18-3. Remember, they started 2-2 the opening weekend. Since then, they're 17-1, and their only loss came to UNK, the number one team in Division II, and they were competitive in that matchup. And Coach Matt Buttermore joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations on this great run and a heck of a season so far for the Lady Broncos.
Hi, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it was about time. We'll wait till they drop a match because they got this winning streak going, and I don't, you know, want to be that guy, and then all of a sudden just keep winning and winning and winning, and Kendra Schwein's the best player in college volleyball in the NAIA. She's just tearing it up out there. What happened the opening weekend? Was it just starting to learn what you guys wanted to do, and what has happened since then that has made this team go on a heck of a run?
That opening weekend, the two teams we lost to were ranked teams. They're both still in the rankings. One was in the top 10 for a while. They lost a couple players, and now they've dropped out. But and a lot of it was building some confidence. We played well. We just didn't have, I think, the belief that we could get over that hump. And then the next week we beat another team that's number 19 right now in a 5-5 set brawl, and then we beat Dillon right after that, and we took that confidence going into number 11 Oklahoma Baptist, and just kind of snowballed from there. And now they're to the point where they really believe they can go out and win every match they play. So that's been the biggest shift for these girls, kind of going from hoping to win to expecting to win.
Coach Josh Jelton here with the Kearney Chamber, filling in today as a co-host. But how big has just consistency been for these girls? I mean, obviously, there's been a little bit of a roller coaster with the coaches and all that. But just how much is that appreciated, you know, coming to practice every day with just a consistent attitude?
You know, I think, I guess I've only been here for 9 months. So I don't know if I'm consistency yet or not. Maybe I am for here. But if anything, the inconsistency has prepared these girls to really commit to being excellent this year. And they're making great decisions off the court, on the court. They're really getting ready to play every time we step on the floor. So, if anything, they've bought into what we're talking about, and so that helps. But if anything, the biggest key to our success is they're making decisions every day of the week that help us be really good when it comes to the game time.
We're talking with Matt Buttermore. He is the head volleyball coach at Hastings College. They're 18-3. What did you find when you first started working with these girls? Where did you find the state of the program, and how was it before you stepped on the court the first match?
We have a lot of talent. I knew that right away. When I was at Bellevue, we faced them in the fall, and we're impressed by a lot of the athletic ability. So I knew we had some ability. A lot of uncertainty, people just not knowing what their role was. Obviously they've had three different coaching staffs and different styles for each one. So, and coming in the spring, we knew we were going to have to find some new roles. And we, especially with the seniors, we sat down and talked to them a couple of different times, kind of talk about what that meant and where we saw them on the team. And I think that helped kind of build some trust, and go from there. So, and that's kind of been the biggest thing is finding those roles, finding some consistency, and really getting some good training in for everybody.
Coach, one of the things you can always appreciate about Hastings College Volleyball is you get a lot of local talent. I mean, we're pretty talent-rich here in central Nebraska and especially in the state. But just looking up and down the roster, it looks like you really have a pipeline established into Colorado. Just talk about the benefits of being able to bring some of these girls in from a metropolitan area like that who face pretty good competition even in high school.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll have quite the pipeline coming up, but we still do recruit Colorado. The Hastings College in general has about, I would say, a quarter of our students or a fifth of our students come from the Denver area. So it's a pretty common thing to find a kid from Colorado on campus. So we're not an outlier there by any means. We are recruiting heavily Central Nebraska this year, in Nebraska in general. There's a couple kids we're talking to from Colorado, but I think you're going to see our roster shift a little more towards Nebraska coming up here. But these kids come in, they have good training coming from Colorado, and obviously, four of our starters, if I'm remembering everybody, where they're from are from Colorado, or three. We've really benefited from those kids and that talent coming in from that direction.
Well, tell me a little bit about Kendra Schwein. She's been the conference and national player of the week, and she had another good match on Tuesday night for you against Doan. Give me a little overview on how she has really just had her name everywhere the last couple of weeks.
You know, she's a competitor. You can watch her in practice every day. She wants to win. She doesn't care who's on the other side of the court and what game we're playing. She wants to win, and more importantly, she thinks about how to win all the time. So it's not just playing hard. It's figuring out how am I going to win this game every time she steps on the court. And she does it defensively. She does it at the net, obviously. I think we set her 55 times, and she had a 300 hitting percentage against Doan, and that's not very common for a player. So she's just making great plays. She's making great decisions. When she's hitting the ball is the biggest thing. A lot of kids can hit it high and hard. Kendra's making a great decision most of the time when she's hitting the ball.
Finally, Coach, you hit the road this weekend, and most people would say, well, you got a breather, but it is on the road, so you never know. But the two bottom teams, Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan, tell me what they possess and where they could give you at least a little bit of a challenge this weekend.
The two well-coached teams, they both are very defensive-minded, and they're probably not as big as we are, so they're going to be really focusing on their defense this week. Hopefully dig some of our attacks up, obviously. So we just need to be ready for the ball to come back over the net and just keep battling it out. And pretty much like we do in any other game, we expect the other team to come ready to play. We're kind of the one with the target on our back right now, so we know we're going to get a good shot from them. And we got to be ready for them to do some good things and for us to make plays on our side to win the match, as we've been doing, you know, all year and expect to keep doing.
Matt, who's going to win the World Series?
I have not watched a lick of baseball probably since May, so I'm going to say the Orioles.
I like it. I like it. Maybe we can get them a win tonight. They should have swept the Yankees out. We all know that. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, the Orioles should have swept the Yankees out. But we'll see how it goes tonight. And, hey, Coach, we'll catch up with you again real soon. Keep the winning ways going, and congratulations so far this season.
All right, and I'll give a shout-out to my wife. It's her birthday today, Laura. So I wanted to get her on there, and happy birthday, Laura.
Man, 25 already?
Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, 22.
I thought I shot low enough. Darn it, anyhow.
Well, yeah, she just graduated from Nebraska again. So. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I know you guys are doing a great job. Enjoy the birthday, and we'll talk again soon, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Buttermore, head volleyball coach. What timing, huh?
No doubt.
I didn't know it was her birthday.
Wow.
Heck of a deal. I think he earned some bonus points right there. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. You know, you're not going to talk cycling a lot on this show, but I just, what do you think of this whole Lance Armstrong thing? I here's what I told a couple of people. Wow. He must really be a tool, because why would everybody just want to bury this guy?
Oh, well, I was kind of on the pro Lance bandwagon, and kind of looking at this now, it's hard not to at least acknowledge that something's gone on and he's had some trickery. But I think I'll still keep the stance. Just the good things he's done for cancer research, I think that should all at least now overshadow any sort of doping or anything like that. Not to say that I'm defending him for doping, but I think there's a lot more positives to Lance Armstrong still than there are negatives.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's my spiel.
Hung out with Sheryl Crow. That was pretty cool.
Hey, that's
a positive.
Right up there on the bucket list.
Tonight, volleyball action, the Luplat Conference Finals on Classic Hits 98.9, Ord St. Paul Consolation at 6. Kearney Catholic Wood River in the championship will follow. You can also hear it on PlatteRiverPreps.com. SCM is the site for the Fort Kearney Conference Finals tonight. Elwood Axtell Consolation at 6:15, followed by the championship game, Overton and Elm Creek. In the regular season, Kearney will go to Lexington. Hastings will be at Columbus. Sandy Creek is at St. Cecilia, and a variety of other action around the area as well. When we come back, it's fantasy football time, and then it's baseball time, live of our doubleheader National League, both games starting right after the Doug and Daddy Show. Email us or Facebook us right now. We've already got some questions. We want more of them to give to Luke Hoover from RotoWire to talk fantasy football when we come back.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on ESPN Radio. The Tri-City Storm battles the Lincoln Stars twice this weekend. Friday in Lincoln, Saturday at the Viero Events Center at 7:05. Hear the games on the Breeze 94.5. The Nebraska football team is off until next Saturday when they travel to Northwestern. The UNK football team heads to Jefferson City, Missouri to battle Lincoln University Saturday at 2. And the 17th-ranked Hastings College football team is at Midland University Saturday at 4 on 1230 KHAS. The 3rd-ranked Nebraska volleyball team will host Wisconsin Friday at 7 and 10th-ranked Minnesota Sunday at 2. The top-ranked UNK volleyball team will be hosting Truman State Friday at 6 and Lindenwood Saturday at 4. The 6th-ranked Hastings College volleyball team is at Mount Marty Saturday and Dakota Wesleyan Sunday. And in soccer, UNK will host Northwest Missouri State Thursday at 7 and Missouri Western State Saturday at noon. The Hastings College soccer teams will host Briar Cliff on Saturday afternoon beginning at 3. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN Radio.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high of around 63. Winds will also be turning to the northeast and increasing to 12 to 25. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 32 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 52.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I want to thank Josh Jeldon for co-hosting on today's program. Got to send him out to do his real job right now. Got another ribbon cutting here in Kearney, so he's out to welcome another new business to town. And a business that has been established and been doing a great job for a number of years is the Midway Auto Dealerships. Welcome back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. South 2nd Avenue is where you can find Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, where the 2013s are coming in. That means they got to make room. Let's move out the 2012s and some of the pre-owned vehicles to make room for the 2013s. How do they move them quicker? Give you great deals, but it's always hassle-free, folks. It's not like they're reinventing the wheel here. Check out what the national corporations are doing to help you out at this time, because the hassle-free price is always the best price you're going to get, and every once in a while, the national dealerships will add on extra incentives. You can find out more about that on their Facebook page or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway is a better way, and they're there for you at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Be ready for winter by seeing Midway and getting your new vehicle today. We're ready for the weekend, and fantasy football expert Luke Hoover. Luke, should I call you an expert?
You know what? It actually sounds kind of nice.
That's what it is. Expert Luke Hoover from RotoWire. Sometimes, no matter what you say, you're never going to be perfect. And this fantasy football world, let's face it, you gave me Adrian Peterson last week. He had a good week. He just didn't get in the end zone because the morons gave it to Percy Harvin at the 2, and there's nothing you can do about that.
Oh, yeah, you can't see that coming. You know, Harvin, you know he's going to get carries, but you never expect him to really be goal line carries.
And then you see what, we were pretty much expecting that Matt Schaub would have an average Monday night because they could run the ball so well. And there's some more of those matchups coming on this week. So let's get after it because the fantasy football questions are rolling in. The first one here comes from, Josh wants to ask you this one. Should he drop JerMichael Finley and pick up Kyle Rudolph?
That's funny he asks that question because I had both those tight ends in the league this week.
for some reason, no one was playing Owen Daniels, and I dropped Finley for Daniels and kept Rudolph as opposed to him. So, yeah, I would definitely replace Finley with Rudolph.
Well, I keep starting in one of my leagues. I keep starting Antonio Gates and leaving Daniels on the bench. I just – when do you just go, the old guy that's been established, it's time to move on? I just have a hard time switching them those two guys out.
You know, it's understandable because Gates can put up huge numbers just about any given week, but he's not – I think 100% healthy this year, you know, contrary to what, you know, was the expectation going into the season. And he's just not producing. They're not even targeting him the way that they used to. And with, you know, without Vincent Jackson there to draw some coverage away from him, he's also seeing a little extra, you know, coverage out there from safeties and you know, even cornerbacks. So he's having a tough year. I would have no problem benching him for Daniels.
Email us right now, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook us as well. You know, the one thing I've noticed, we get it's harvest time here, Luke. All the guys are out in the field, but the machines are so self-serving anymore that they're sitting there. They got computers. They're looking at their fantasy football. Tori from Riverdale says, would you go with Michael Crabtree or James Jones this week?
Ooh, that's actually a tough call because Crabtree was really impressive this last week. But the way that Rodgers has targeted Jones in the red zone, I'd lean towards him and probably play him, especially if you know, they say Greg Jennings is going to miss that game. He may end up being a game-time decision, but I still like Jones a little bit more.
Let's stay with the wide receivers. Chris and Carney says, my wide receivers are hurt, so which two do I play, Dez Bryant, Denarius Moore, or Dominic Hickson?
I would play Bryant for sure. He had a nice game this last the last time they played before the bye with just over 100 yards. And Baltimore's defense has actually been giving up a fair amount of yardage this season, contrary to, you know, the belief of them being an elite defense. They're not playing like that this year. At the other position, you know, with Barden coming back from the concussion, I would probably lean towards Denarius Moore. You know, the Falcons are going to get up on Oakland. They're going to have to throw it a lot.
This comes straight from the email. Yes, from a tractor. Trent says Ahmad Bradshaw or Matt Forte. I've got a couple Ahmad Bradshaws, so let's Ahmad Bradshaw or Matt Forte.
Well, I probably wouldn't play Matt Forte on his bye week and get a zero, even though Bradshaw does get the 49ers defense. I did notice last year, as good as they were against the run, Bradshaw put up over 120 yards against them in the NFC Championship game. He's coming off a phenomenal performance, so I'd roll Bradshaw out there.
Let's stay here. Tanner says, the 49ers defense is terrifying. Do I dare bench Bradshaw after his breakout week? I've got Dez Bryant and Doug Martin as replacements.
You know what? With what I just said about Bradshaw last season, I still am leery of him. The 49ers defense is fantastic. I'd probably bench him in favor of Dez Bryant. I like Martin as well, but, you know, it's looking like he could get some carries diminished and have LeGarrette Blount play a little more of a role going forward. Dez Bryant's going to see a fair amount of targets, so I would go with Bryant.
Let's stay with our emails and Facebooks, and thanks, Tanner, for Facebooking that in. Let's see here. Ryan says, I need one quarterback. Stafford, Kolb, Big Ben.
Definitely Ben. You know, I've actually answered this exact question for a friend between Stafford and Ben this week, and his matchup with Tennessee tonight is fantastic. He threw 5 touchdowns on him last year. I don't think he's going to get quite that many, but I'd be surprised if he doesn't throw 3.
Terrence says, 2 start-sit questions. So first, at running back, Stephen Ridley or the law firm, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. Who do you like?
Well, Ridley's been playing considerably better than Ben Jarvis, but the matchup would kind of dictate that you play Green Ellis. Ridley's going into Seattle. You know, they've been really strong against the run. They're even better at home, so I could see him struggling this week. You know, while Cleveland just gave up a pile of yards to Bradshaw, they're not playing particularly well. And their leader and their middle linebacker, DeQuell Jackson, suffered a concussion last week. He could end up being out. I'd go with Green Ellis.
We're chatting with Luke Hoover from RotoWire. You can follow him all the time at rotowire.com with starts and sits and free agents and rankings and all the news you need to know. How about tight end? What's Aaron Hernandez's status? Because Terrence says Hernandez or Heath Miller.
Well, actually, you know what? I answered that on the RotoWire site just last night, and I would go with Heath Miller tonight. I project him to, you know, have a shot at getting another touchdown. He's been looked at a lot by Ben in the red zone. It's a great matchup. And because Hernandez could, he's been practicing, so he's expected to play at this point, but he could still suffer a setback between now and Sunday. And at that point, you don't have Heath Miller to play. You might not have another option.
Okay, Trent says, instead of Matt Forte, Jamal Charles or Ahmad Bradshaw?
Definitely Charles in that case. You really can't bench him. He's a leading rusher. He's getting a ton of carries. You know, Charles is probably the number two back in all fantasy behind Arian Foster.
Let's stay with Trent on our Facebook page here. Alex Smith or Big Ben?
Ben. I would probably put Ben no lower than fourth or fifth at quarterback this week, and I could see conceivably see him having the best week of all quarterbacks given that matchup with Tennessee.
Wow. See, the thing that scares me, Luke, and I know you're the pro, you're the expert here, it just scares me when a team, you know, they stink. One of these days, you're going to play like all your Pittsburgh guys tonight, and Tennessee's going to win 13-4 or 7. You know, it's just, but you got to play
the
odds.
Those games do happen. And then the last year, we had an example like that when Jacksonville went and beat the Ravens on Monday night when they were just a terrible team. But you do have to play the matchups at least a little bit. And this week in particular, there's a lot of elite quarterbacks that face tough games. You know, Tom Brady's going into Seattle. Eli Manning's going into San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers down to Houston. You know, road games against elite defenses. As good as they are, I could see them having slightly down weeks, and Roethlisberger, you know, is elevated for that reason.
Mark says, I have Decker and Brandon Lloyd in a PPR, and I'm just going to start them every week. But my number three has been shaky. I have DeSean Jackson, Randall Cobb, and Bolden. Which one should I feel safe to put in week to week?
Well, I think Juan Bolden is probably going to be the most consistent. He's been getting targeted a lot more heavily recently from Flacco. And, you know, he's playing well. They added Jacoby Jones. Dennis Pitt has improved in the passing game. These are just opening up things for Bolden. DeSean Jackson's kind of hit or miss. He's going to be a boom or bust guy. Bolden's the safest. As long as Jennings is out, you can still play Cobb, you know, if the matchup dictates it. This week I'd probably stick with Bolden, though.
This is from Andy, who says, here are my questions for Luke this week. Non-PPR league. I need a flex play this week. Who is the best option between Cobb, Andrew Hawkins, Kendall Hunter, and Bell from Detroit?
Being non-PPR, I'd play with Cobb. I'd give him the best chance at getting in the end zone. He was really strong for the Packers last week, and yet they still didn't seem to target him a lot. I expect that to go up. At some point, they have to realize he's one of their best offensive weapons and give him the ball more. He had over 80 yards and a touchdown this week. I could see him putting up similar type numbers.
Let's see. What about this Arizona running back situation? William Powell, Stevens Howling, do you take one of them? Somebody else? None of them?
I would definitely add William Powell if you have the depth and an opportunity to open up a bench spot. If there's someone who's just, you know, kind of worthless sitting on your bench, he's not playing much, you know, he's underperformed or he's hurt, obviously. I added Powell in one league, a deeper league. You know, if you're desperate, you could potentially start him this week. He looks like he's going to be the starting running back. It's a great matchup with Buffalo, maybe the best he'll see all year with the Bills, the way they've played recently against the run. He's worth owning, just even for 1 week to see if he can, you know, break out a little bit.
All right, just time for a couple more here. Indianapolis, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, has Brown go in for a little bit of surgery, and here's one of those situations where they bring in a guy nobody knows anything about in, what is it, Vic Ballard, and they're playing the Jets, who's give up a ton of yards on the ground. Do you go get this guy?
You know what, you can, especially if you have Brown. He's worth grabbing just for the insurance. Brown's probably only going to miss about 3 weeks or thereabouts. Ballard would be sort of a desperation start against the Jets because he's really not performed well to this point. He's only averaging about 2 yards a carry. But also, it's been a really small sample size. The guy was an SEC player, so he played, you know, at the highest level of college football, and he's a north-south type runner. So I could see him conceivably having a nice game against the Jets, 60, 70 yards on the ground, or total yards, roughly. He's worth picking up if it's a deeper league, I would say that.
About 4 touchdowns because I have Donald Brown. anything else, Jeffrey, on the Facebook email? Did we get to all of them today? I think we've got to almost all of them. You got anything?
No, we're all good.
All right, Matt Stafford or Matt Schaub this week?
Ooh, neither of them have great matchups, but I could see Schaub throwing it more than he has in recent games and doing well. He's got Andre to throw to. I know Stafford has Calvin, obviously, but he's going into Philadelphia. I really don't like the matchup. The Eagles have been great against the pass. So go with Schaub.
And finally, we like to kind of wrap things up with this question. Who are the guys that should have a big week, and who are the normal guys that you maybe look at in benching?
Quarterback, I'm really high on the way Peyton Manning's been playing. He's been phenomenal the past three games. He's topped 330 yards passing in all three. He's got 8 touchdowns and no picks in that stretch. He's been great. San Diego just gave up a ton of yards and touchdowns to Drew Brees, so I like that matchup. As far as benching, we just mentioned one guy. I would bench Stafford in just about every league right now. I hate the matchup. I'm not impressed with the way he's played this year. He's not getting in the end zone. Running back, as much as it pains me to say this, because I was actually in the student section for the Bush push game back when Charlie Weiss was at Notre Dame. Reggie Bush is going to tear up the Rams, if you ask me. I think he's got a great matchup this week and plays really well. At running back, I had mentioned it. I'm leery of Stephen Ridley. If he gets the ball a lot, he could still have decent, overall production just by the volume. But Seattle's run D is so strong. I'm a little turned off by him this weekend. At wide receiver, it's kind of, there's a lot of good matchups. It's hard to pick an absolute top guy. But being that I said Peyton Manning, I'd probably go with Demaryius Thomas, given what Colston did to the Chargers last week.
Great stuff as it is every Thursday. And Luca, we'll let you get back to work there at RotoWire, and we'll do it again next week. Thanks for the advice.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Luke Hoover, fantasy football expert from RotoWire, joins us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Sean Callahan's Big Red Report, and then Major League Baseball is coming up next. We have a couple of scores coming in from the state softball tournament. Millard South has beaten Lincoln Southeast 4-3, and in B, Pius has beaten Scott 9-4 as the three-day tournament continues. So that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Want to thank Josh Jeldon for coming in a little earlier and helping co-host the program. Jim Langan's back in for his Friday spot tomorrow for our Pigskin Pick'em. You'll automatically win a large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli just for getting the trivia question right. Then if you can pick more correct winners than Jim and I, you'll win $120 in gift cards to use however you want at Cunningham's Journal. What a party you can have with that. Plus, you'll be entered for the year-end drawing for the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's and the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance. You can find out more on how to get extra entries on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Dan Lindenberg will join us tomorrow from the Big Ten Network to talk about their feature on Rex Burkhead this weekend, plus our Pigskin Pick'em tomorrow. We want to thank our guests today, Kevin Stein, Grand Island Northwest football coach, Hastings College volleyball coach, Matt Buttermore, and Luke Hoover of RotoWire. If you miss any of it, it's there on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Enjoy the baseball. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.